Amen. Hey, I'm base Ildvam Shel Akum. A sermon in Israel by Nachal Shechal of Akum. V'ein Yisrael Eo. If you have Chal Akum and your soul doesn't see him, then it's going to be Aser, and this is not going to be Hano. What's the Sivis HaDavah? Till now, this is mainly we're talking about things which the Sivis HaDavah is going to be Aser HaTzchasis. Because I want to keep away from going there for the Aser Bishal Akum, Pas Akum. And that was a Sivis HaDavah, why they asked it. Over here, the Gemara says a whole different sugya. It's nothing to do with Kipshuta Yakopanim, the Pashas Adavah. The sugya has nothing to do with Mitzah, keeping you away from Goyim. The Gemara says, Chalav my Nechashla, Chalav what's the Chashash? So the Gemara doesn't say, Ah, my Nechashla, very simple. We want to keep away from Chalav Akim in order they shouldn't be, have a Shechis to Goy and keep away far from Goyim. And that's not going to be the reason over here why it's going to be us. So why not? Because what's the big deal about a cup of milk, Frankie, what? What? The no major care of that's by having, you know, sending out a nice ice cold cup of golden flow. So Rashi comes to Chassis is tikkun ara. The way Rashi is called Mishum Chassis definitely is ara. But the Pashas is taking the message of Chalamay Nechashalim more than say Chassis. Definitely the Sibis Adav and the Pashas Adav over here, there is no Chassis because there's no major care of that's over here. So Bishlakim, there's a care of that's, you sit down, Chashra Ramil, Pasakim, Lechim, Yichir Adam. I think we deal with Chalav. The Suid Hadavah B'Shrasha is not going to be a Chashash of Chasnas. It's going to be done with Chashash. So what's the Gemara say? If it's a Chufa, you're going to switch it, you're not going to get scammed. Well, it's not true. Torah is Chir, Tam is Yorik. It looks different. One is white, one is green. So you'll be able to... Never saw green milk. You'll be able to tell the difference between the Baruch Hashem and Chav Tamei. Be able to tell the difference between the tumbok's not going to switch it. Even Shmiruve, if it's going to be get mixed in, the Gemara says, why don't you just check it out? And the Gemara explains two reasons why you can't go ahead and check it out. I'll come on, the Maisa, the Maskana Sasuga, is that the Chashash over here is a Chashash of that you're going to mix it in, and being mixed in, Chazal, Kenwang, and Aser, Chalav Hakam. So the Shaila is that if we have a Chashash over here that the goy went and mixed it in, so why be Yisoid B'Shrasha is only going to be Dindar Abanan? Why isn't the Dindar Aisa? If you have Chalav Tamei mixed in with Chalav Tar, the Chalav Tamei is something which is Osir Midir Aisa, and why over here? Why over here? So the Shach in... And okay, let's rephrase the question a little bit differently. Let's say Taka, the goy mixed in the Chalav Tamei with the Chalav Tar. Is that going to be Isser Deraisa or is that going to be Isser Derabanan? So the Shach in Kuf is Ches. Ches. It's talking about in terms of how many in terms of how many chesamis you need. There's a klal that when you have to have things chesam to chesam, when you send something with a guy, when you mafka something with a guy. So we say yain, basar, things like that, you have to have two chesamis, right? Yain needs two chesamis, basar needs two chesamis. Mashenkein, chalav is on the team of things which when you send biyad guy, you don't have to have two chesamis, one is going to be enough. So the shach is bothered by why is chalav on the one, the chair is going to be a daisa if you mix it in. So the Shach says, even if you mix it in, midiraisa min b'minei batal, midiraisa min b'minei batal, it's mixed in min b'minei, it's all called milk. Being that it's all called milk, therefore midiraisa min b'minei batal, and therefore that's the Sivus HaDavar, why you only need one chesam, you only need two chesamis with that kind of thing, it's a daraisa, a basar, you switch basar, which is kosher, to basar, which is nevel, that's going to be a daraisa, you need two chesamis, milk. We're saying you only need one chesam. Why? Because it's right there. Switch the milk for the tray for milk. You can tell. It's one's green, one's white. Elamai chesam for the Erev. Even if you mix it in, the mice is mimbamina. They're both milk. And being that they're both milk, so therefore, you go, midiraisa, mimbamina is going to be bottle barayv. And therefore, since it's going to be bottle, so therefore, it's only chashash darabanan over here. What? Yeah, the right shape might make it green. It's two different animals, therefore what? Pesach, why are you being so quiet? It's min b'mina or not min b'mina? What? What
did
you say?
I said two different animals meat.
Something which is called the same shame, but has a different time. What's it? Right, okay. So, for those who went through Bas V'Chalav are familiar, forget seats. If there's a Shaila, do you go? The Ramah says over there that if things just have the same name, even though they taste differently, the halacha is that that's called membemina, because the mice is called the same thing, it's all called milk. And the shach, who's the one over there? Shach over there holds the what? Right.
Same shame.
The shach holds which way?
Same shame.
The shach is the one who holds. Huh?
Same shame, obviously.
Okay, the shach is the one you get his morning coffee, but the shach is the one over there holds that it's going to be
same shame.
Tully in the tam. And Tam Kicker, the Tam Kicker is derisive. That sounds very shverma. Who cares about the name? Who cares what you call it? The word of Tam Kicker is something whether you taste it, you don't taste it. So. Okay, but mice, that way you have to both be the same. Yes, both. Okay. Well, Kapanim, the Pashas HaDov is when you're dealing with Tam Kicker, it's totally in the way it tastes. And what's Tam Kicker? If it have a taste of Isser, then it's going to be Usser. So I don't care if you called all milk, but if they taste differently and Tam and Torah have a different taste, then the fact that it's called the same name is not going to make so much of a difference. And therefore, the Pesach Tshuva is more over there, Afanart, on the Shach, over the Akash Shach over here, say that it's only been minutes about the Midar Banon. What's going to be the Tamik Iker Lamais is going to be a different, it's going to taste differently. And being that it tastes differently, so then the Chorish will be Tamik Iker, and it's going to be the Yeresa. What do you say? What's the answer? So we're getting a little bit off track into Bas V'Chalav, but the answer basically Nadavita says a klal that Tamka Iker is only in a scenario where you have a lav, something which is when there's a lav deraisa, and a lav which has malchus. You learn of Tamka Iker from Mishra, so Guli Akum, Dafka Sum, Shem Lav, and Shem Malchus, Lav, and Shem Malchus, King Khalav Tame, Kesabem, you'll see Tamka Iker in the term. But there being that there's not a lav, Shem Malchus, of Khalav Tame. By says we don't say it, Lav Shem B'Malkas, and being over here that it's not something which is Lav Shem B'Malkas, so therefore the halach is there's not going to be Tam Ke'ek. Okay, as low as I think. The other Malach is that the Chaznish Mem Aleph says, he's coming off a little bit off the Bach, is Mashmois a little bit that if the Mashmois of the Bach is, I might say, mix it in, it's going to be Deraisa. So if you mix in Chalav Tami, Chalav Tar, you don't say it's a Svarah that's going to be Bottle. And that's going to be deraisa. So the kasha is, so why over here is only din darabanan if you mix it, it's going to be deraisa? So this is a chazanish, says the pasha malach, mamalach, that be'etzem, mideraisa, we're not chushish that you're going to do such a thing. It's a chashash rakik, the guy's going to do such a thing and messes up the milk, and it's not really so worthwhile for him to do it. Therefore, mideraisa, there was not such a chashash, it's a very vaited sad that he's going to do it. Came along chazal and said, even though there's a fire, chashash is going to do it, chazal came along and said, alpha peaking at to be chushish for the miyat. Shani Matzi, Mira Matzi, whatever amount it is, and you have to go ahead and be chushish that he's going to go ahead and do it, and therefore they came along and asked it mid Rabbanan that maybe that he went ahead and did it. But in Chanami, if he did do it, then in Chanami it would be a Sidereisa if they mixed it in. It's going to be a Sidereisa if you mixed it in and you taste it. Just the whole shash over here that he did is only be Darabanan. How many does Darabanan? Because that the whole Sikha says it's Darabanan.
When? When it got mixed in?
It's a, this is all part of this whole parak is Gzeiras Chazals.
When? Once it got mixed? The,
no.
The parak talking about before?
Before. Regular milk, Chalav Akum, is a right. That's what the Chazan is saying. If either you mixed it in, you saw it, what shuva do you need if you know the guy mixed it in? You went and bought milk, and then after you found out, the Shukran is a whole murder story over there, and that's a very sad story, actually. But The Aruch HaShulchan, we'll see. Very sad story over there about the person who was eating the Chalav Sta, and in terms of what happened. But Al Kapanim, what? Okay. What do you say? No. Al Kapanim, if you did it, it's going to be a Isser Deraisa. I've had it's going to be Soida Isser Deraisa. Just the sad that he went and did it, that's a chashash rake, and it's going to be darabonis. It's important to understand that this whole chashash of chalakim is a chashash rake. It's a far away chashash. And after it became chazal, when an aser it. Now we're going to have to discuss, as we develop in the sugya, is how vita of a vita chashash are we going to be chashash for it? Let's say the chances are very, very small. For example, let's say there aren't davar tamis around. In Shalim, I don't know if there are any davar tamis in. Do they have any davar tamis in Shalim? I don't know. Could be yeah, could be not. Would you give off milk? Al Kapanim, if you have a city which doesn't have a davar tamis, the question is, We see Chazal asking the Chesash Rachik, but the question is how Vaita Chesash Rachik did they answer it, and what percentage do you need, or and how much of a tzad do you need? But one thing we see for sure, even though it is Chesash Rachik, they went ahead and answered it. What do you say? Well, the Shach says, who said in the Shach, why did it go that Malach? Shach says, it's Darbonin if he mix it in.
Who? It's also
Chesash Rachik. What?
Why
don't
you always
mix it in? There's a tzad, mix it in. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. That's not Mukach. What? You know, that's a maybe. That's not.
Why don't we always mix it in?
What?
Why don't we always mix it in? Anything that I've got.
Why is it such more made milk as opposed to like
rice? Any
okay, but let's think about this question. I didn't think about this. Let's just discuss this. Now, as we saw, Bishul Hakim and Pasakim, we saw Shitas Rashi was Shemir by Davar Tami. But all the Rishonim, basically the hearts of the Sugya was Seretz Chasnas. There was no Kshash Shemir by Davar Tami. By Chalav Akim was saying this of Chashash Shemir by Davar Tamei, and why by Chalav Akim is a dafka more of a Chashash Shemir by Davar Tamei as opposed to other things. I guess the most Pashtun Malach, maybe just thinking out loud, is that Chalav Tamei Pshat is he has a Ravach from it. Maybe it's cheaper, and you know he's selling milk or he's giving milk, and maybe it's something which is cheaper, and therefore it's something which he is something which a person would do when you're making a you're making your hot dogs. So Lav Dafka the Davar Tamei is going to be cheaper than the kosher food, therefore there is no chash davar tamei. Keep over here, it's going to be a over here. There's more of a revach, and therefore there's more of a chash of a shemir davar tamei as opposed to other scenarios. Lav dafka,
what? Over its value. What? Over its value. It's only 1 liter, and if we get 2 liters, if we want 2 liters.
No, but every time he's making something, so he has to make four. I don't know.
It's also cheaper.
What?
Yeah,
well, meat
is a problem.
Meat is a problem. Okay. But no, regular, whatever. So why don't we have to discuss this? There's some type of revach over here. Now, the Torah starts off saying, doesn't make a difference, Chalav Akim, whether he did it, Letzarech Yisrael, or he did it, Letzarech Atzmai, still, there's going to be a chash of Chalav Akim. We're not mechalikim Atzmai or Yidil Yisrael. Atzmai is going to be a chash of Chalav Akim. And the shayla is, why in the world should there be a difference between Yidil Tzarech Atzmai or Tzarech Yisrael? The Torah says that, brings down the Rishonim, that there's no difference between Chalav Tzarech Yisrael or Tzarech Atzmai. Still, there's going to be a Tzarech Chalav Akim. The question is, why should there be a Havamina if he did a Tzarech? Is it going to be better? Why is it more of a start that's going to be better? So the Taz says that loishna chaba letzorcha letzorcha yisal, that letzorcha is right to be matterit. Why? Because of vadi nakim erev chalav tamei. Why? Because even for himself he's been mekakol the chalav. Why? It's not maimed. You can't be maimed it. You can't make it into cheese. So there's no reason why when he do letzorcha atzmai he go out and do it, because when he's doing it for himself there's no siva that he's going to do it because he's being mekakol it. Therefore, it's not to say that this should be a chilek. The preacher says more the svara is like it's not good, not as good to eat, it's not as good. And therefore, this is not to say when you do a letzarech atzmoi, you be makalka, whether it's because of the taste, or whether because it's not maimed. Akabonim, therefore, there's a tzad to say that there's a difference. Kamash malon, that there is no difference. Now, why is there no difference? What's the kamash malon?
Not enough of reason to ask.
Either you have to say, fart, there's a tzad. Let's say the fact there's a small tzad that he did it, which again we've seen the same side. You know, he did it for himself. The chances of him doing it is probably is not as good. I was saying fart, they went ahead and answered. You have to say one or two things. Either fart, there's a small. I guess it's somehow there's still some level of a tzad that he did it. Otherwise, they went and answered it. What?
He wants it to drink.
Right. So I'm trying to make him make. Right. Okay. But you see, right there. We see right the same story that it's not a major, you know, in some it's not a major tzad that he's going to do it because it's the mekalkel is not as good. Still, Yisoyde was saying that there is a chashash, and it's going to be us. So Moshe has a tshuva and aleph mem tes, which this is going to be a big story we're going to be discussing. Moshe's Yisoyde is that chalav akum b'yisoyde calls man by the guy that is no isser. It's not osser. It's not a double, which is a chepsa osser. It's the only time Chav Akum comes Aser is when it gets to Liad Yisrael. So then that's when the Gzeir is going to, that's when the Gzeir is going to be Chal. We can discuss, like, if you take Chav Akum and make it into cheese, we can discuss that. That, in other words, if because man is by the guy, like Ramosha, there is no Iser of Chal of Akim, it's only Chal the Iser when it's by Yisrael. So Ramosha would say that Hamina was that if the guy did it for himself, if he did it for Yisrael, so then it's going to be, it's meant for the Yisrael, and then when it gets to Yisrael and he did it, he sold Yisrael, he gave the Yisrael, then it's going to be Iser. The guy did it for himself. So you might think Pshat is he did it for himself, so therefore it's not going to be Chal Chalavaka money. He did it for himself, it wasn't for Yisrael, and there's no Isser Kozman is by the guy. And then therefore even afterwards, like he gives it to you or whatever, you might think that's a Hemshech. It's not considered that it's Chal by the Yisrael. It was merely meant for the guy, it was meant for himself. And the fact that he gives it to you after, therefore maybe it should not get a din of Chal of Akam. Kamashwan Afal Pekin is going to be us. But Kabban, that's me said in Lumdis is something we're gonna deal with more in the Hemshech, that Moshe is saying Yisoid, that the din of Chal of Akim, Kozman is by the Biyara Goy, is no Isser Chal. It's only going to be Chal afterwards when it came to Biyara Yisoid. Now, pass one Afghan to see if this is true. Let's say you take Chal of Akim of a Goy and you cooked it in a Keli. Is the Keli going to be Usser or not? So if you learn that Biyara Chal of Akim Bechafse is something which is Usser, so then even Biyad Goyis and Abadi Gini Atu Kashi the Kalim. Chal Vakim also answers Kalim. And this is maybe one misconception people have, that Abadi Chal Vakim also answers the Kalim. And if you're Makbid on certain things, you have to deal with it. You have to be Makbid also as a Vait on the Kalim. But Abadi Bisoid, there is a deal on the Kali. But Shankin, if you hold Chal Vakim Bisoid is Asr, and even by Biyad Goyis, then Abadi would have to go out and Makshi the Kali. But we'll have to discuss some more in the future. But Kabanim, that was a Havimina. That if he did it, the Tzarech Atzma, it shouldn't be. Also, Kamashwan, Afa Pekin, whenever it gets to Biyad Yisrael, when he gives it to you, he sells it to you, even though he originally did it for himself, Afa Pekin, then it's going to be Aser.
You need Chol Yisrael, you just can't have
Chol Avakim. What?
You need Chol Yisrael, you just can't have Chol
Avakim. So that's one of the things we have to discuss. Is there did Bechav Sadi, you have to have Dafka Chol of Yisrael? No, it's Chol Avakim definitely is Aser, that's for sure. And no one drinks Chol Avakim. It's just cancer of drinking Chol Avakim. It's something maybe called Chalav Stam, which I've discussed what that is. But about that, Chalav Stam is not Chalav Akim. Chalav Akim is Treif. There's something called Chalav Stam, which means that... one second. We'll see at the end of Ramat, whether it's Shisha and Raif. There's something called Chalav Stam, what? Okay, just quickly, Chalav Stam, you see more in a second. Basically, the concept of Chalav Stam is something which... Normally, in order to make Chalav Yisrael, we're going to see now, you have to have a Jew there and some type of a Hemshech of a Jew being there in order to make it into Chalav Yisrael. The Shaila is, you have something which you know that there is no Chalav Akum. There is no Bein Metmeya. Why do you know there's no Bein Metmeya? Because the FDA or the government is going to give the person a knas, and therefore the person won't do it. And therefore we know that there is no Davar, that there is no Chalav Treif in there. Is that enough to make it into that? That's called that Chalav Yisrael is not called enough. Having an idea, is that enough? Or no, you have to have Mamasi Sora Eo in order to be good. And the discussion is going to be two Shailas. One Shaila is Yediyah enough to call that? That's called Chav Yisrael. That's number one. Two is, you have to know, is there such a stack, Mirsa, such a stack Yediyah in terms of whether if they do get caught and how much of a pachad and how much of a knas they get and how often they check. And is the Dafka Din Mirsis or not? And I've added this halacha is only going to apply in a place, people make this mistake also, only applies in a place where there is government rules and regulations. If you take a stop over in, I don't know the worldwide, whatever, but if you take a stop over and pick some country over there and you stop in to get a coffee, right, we saw last week there's no problem with shakim and coffee, and you put some milk in, you just, what?
The value is camel milk.
Then in a place where there is no government, whatever, and there's no mercies about it, and you were just over on a Chal of Akum, and you need to do tshuva. And Avada, that's Pashat, that's something. Chal of Akum is milk of a goy, which a goy was a chil of it. Now, in order to be. It's a chashash, they put a davar tamei inside, that's a chashash. Chal of Akum is milk of a goy. Is Aser. Why does Chazal Aser it? Because maybe mixed in Davar Tamei. Even if you did not mix in Davar Tamei, even if you did not mix in Davar Tamei, Avada, that is Aser. Like all Xeris, Chazal Aser it, because of Chashash, and Avada, even if you didn't mess up, then Avada, you have to go into Tshuva, is going to be Yisra Darbanan. The question is, which that's the Yisra Marokaim, is something which there's a Mirsis that he's not going to do it. So is that enough to make it that Kilo, that's Yidia, and we know it, that's Edis, and therefore we can go ahead and say that this is called Chav Yisrael? Or no? Maybe you have two questions. Number one, maybe that's not enough of the idea to make it. Is it, number one, is there enough of a mirsa to make the idea? Even if it's the idea, is that called Edis? Is that enough? That's going to be the discussion we're going to see in the Hampshire. And in terms of, the Gemara says that if... Oh, wow, it's getting late. The Gemara says that... Well, I'm going to test some of these. The goyish milk, but the soil soam is going to be mutter, right? There's also different in the past akim, right? Past akim, bishlakim. You can have a yid sitting there watching, being a shamer. That's not going to be mutter, that's going to be usr. Why? Because the chifsa devil was that the food's going to be usr. But we were saying, if the goy milked it and the soil sees it, then that's going to be mutter, right? It's the same isur, because when the soil sees it, it takes away the chashash, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Yisrael is on the side of the Edrish Akam, and the Goy is being chilavit, it's going to be mutter. What's the case? If there's no Davatami Edre, Pshita. If there's no Davatami in the Eder, it's going to be Pashit. So first, what does it mean as Pashit? What's Pashit? Pashat that's mutter, it's Pashat that you don't have to have Yisrael, you don't have to have Yisrael over there. So Mordechai brings down that the summary shall learn is Pashat, it's going to be mutter. There's no Darvah Tami in the place where he's doing the milk. Therefore, it's Pashat that there is no Chashash over there, and therefore you don't have to have Yisrael there. And if he knows Darvah Tami Medjay, then it's Pashat that it's going to be mutter, even if Yisrael not being there. The Mordechai says, Vatayi Sibi Adam, it's not true. The Mordechai says, Pashat, it doesn't say Lomali Yisrael Betzad. And he says that Avada, the Mashmaisa Gemara is that even if there's no Dover Tami Be'edrei, Avada, you're going to have a Yisrael over there. Just as Pashit, that Chalav, Shechalav Akam, if Yisrael is there and there's no Dover Tami, it's Pashit that it's going to be motivated. So Avada, you have to have a Yisrael over there, and otherwise it's not going to be mutter. Now, Chazan is a little bit bothered by Mem Aleph, that Lamaisa, we mentioned before, that there's a Lach and Kafit Ches, based on the Gemara of Edizar before, that milk is one of the things which need a chesam. I send milk with a guy. He has to have a chesam on it. Why? Because even though I send kosher milk, I send over kosher milk from my house to send a delivery, and I send over to Chor Yafet, the Yeshua's house. Dan Carroll. So even if I know I send kosher milk, but maybe the guy doesn't go ahead and switch it. So the Gemara brings down, you have to have a chesam. You have to have some type of simon.
You know, you could see.
What?
He's going to switch it or add in.
Maybe he's going to switch. Oh, no.
Which you could see.
What do you say?
You can tell the color.
Yeah, you can tell the color outside, I mean. We have to have a... No, maybe mix a Davar Tami. Mix in a Davar Tami. So even though maybe it's not a kosher milk, maybe mix in a Davar Tami. So you have to have some type of chesim. You have to have some type of seal. You have to have one seal to make sure it's okay. So in fact, the Chazanish, you have this... You know no Davar Tami Idrei, but like just like we're worried about, maybe the guy's like, you send him on a delivery, he goes on Sanhedria to Rechov Yaffa, maybe he's going to go ahead and mix some in. Right? Mix some in, I don't know, maybe I'll meet a friend, I'll get it, I'll do something, and you have to, well, Chesh is going to mix something in. So every time, even though he knows Dover Tami Be'edrei, but maybe, I don't know, there's no Dover Tami there. Maybe he had beforehand, maybe something's going to come in, maybe something's going to happen. How do you know? Every time I send milk, I have to worry about that he's going to mix it in. So why over here, you don't have to be Chesh that maybe he's going to mix it in.
So Mordechai is Mishayim that are saying it's okay. He's not asking the Mordechai.
No, I'm sitting on the side. I'm not really seeing. I'm just outside. Now, maybe as a mover, even though you can't really see what's going on inside, why aren't we worried about them? So he says, talking about, one, I know there's no Dover Tami Be'edrei. I have to know also there's no milk Be'edrei. I'm standing outside making sure people aren't going in and out because, you know, maybe somebody's going to come in and, you know, smuggle in some camel milk. And being some camel milk. And therefore, you know, we're saying no Dover Tami Be'edrei means that there's no Dover Tami there. And there's nothing coming in, and therefore there's no chash.
Can you check
the scale also? We have to do the scale. I'll do the scale. So the Kalam, the Gemara says, there's no Tami Dari Smi Pshita. If there's no Tami Dari, am I? Why does it work? So the Gemara says, Lodim Dika Dava Tami. If you see it, Kika Chazi Lei, Chiyasav Lei, Lei Chazav Lei. Ma'a Tami Kiv Yasav Lei Chazai Nechash Tomar Ma'asi. That when you're sitting down, you don't see it. When you stand, you see it. So the Gemara says, since it's a mirsis, he'll stand up, therefore he won't go ahead and mix it in, because there's some type of mirsis over here. Hakab on the way, the Mechaber Paskins, he says, Chav Shchavakim, if you don't see, it's going to be Aser, maybe it's Chav Tamei. If he has Chel Bebeis, he says, if he sells Yoshim B'chutz, if you know no Tamei B'edrei's Mutter, even though you can't see him, because you know no Dara Tavei Tamei, and you're watching, things aren't going in and out, therefore it's going to be Mutter. If there is a Dara Tamei B'edrei, and he sells outside, so if the guy does Letzarech Yisrael, here he throws it, that he's doing it Letzarech Yisrael, then, even though you can't see him when you're sitting, but if you can see him when you're standing, being that he's afraid, it's going to be mutter. So the Shach says over here, why is that he daf Letzarech Yisrael? So it's like the Shach, because if he's doing Letzarech Atzmai, so then you have to mamish see it, because maybe put in Dever Tami. The only heter is that the guy is scared. Why is he scared? Because he's doing it for me, he knows I care about it, so therefore, even though I can't see when I'm sitting, but being that when I stand, I can see it, so therefore, we're chayshish that he's scared and there's a mirsis. Mashenkein, if he's doing it his own for himself, then there is no mirsis. So therefore, that's going to be awesome. So you have to have two things. He's doing it tzarek Yisrael. Void has to know the halacha. He has to know a mirsis is only if he knows that there's something wrong with doing it. If he has no idea there's something wrong, then it's not going to be a problem. We got to shout many times, Vinegeya, the wine, right? If you leave wine, which is not mavushal, and you have a geisha clean lady, so even if we can make maybe some type of mirsas, because you're tzivinicha, so you're around, but if she has no kush, she's not allowed to touch it, and she doesn't know anything, so then that's not called you're tzivinicha. So the whole concept of that you can see is because there's some type of fear over here. If there is no fear, then about that's not going. If that's not going to work, because they know that they're selling for me, they know if I catch you, I'm not going to buy from you. So therefore, it's not worth it for them. The revach, which they're doing.
Let's say just do me a favor, Is he selling it to me?
What did I say? That's for me. No, that's for me. He's giving it for me. It's going to be for me. The Shach says that who I did, Yosef Nechas is going to be Mutter. The time is he's scared. So Yosef Nechas is also going to be Mutter. We have a snap check. So there's going to be a Mirsis. And Yosef Nechas, if there's no Dover Tamir Be'edrei, so then Yoytziv Nechas is also going to work. Why? Because he's scared to go ahead and do it. So, but one thing about Yoytziv Nechas is a very important thing to say. Yoytziv Nechas is only if the person can't see you coming. We spoke about it also by Yechazichet, that the guy, you know, if you have to knock on the door and the guy sees you coming, or you have to go through a thing, then that's not going to be considered a Yoytziv Nechas. Remember many years ago, we had a share from when we were doing Chalvakim. So there's some Mashkiach in Yeshiva who's Mashkiach for Mashkiach Kashrus. So he was just saying, like, a lot of these farms, like, on the top of the hill, like, you see, you're, like, driving up, and it's, like, 10 minutes up the hill. They know you're coming. They see you're coming. And he says, you know, it's a little bit of a joke. And sometimes, you know, there's very conveniently a tractor in the middle, along the way where you're going. There's a tractor in the middle, like, moving around or something. You get stuck 5, 10 minutes, and they see you're coming. That's not Yosef Nechas. That's Bechlal is nothing. That's not going to be good. So, Kabbanim, that's the din of the Mechaber. The Ramah brings down the Charchila. Ideally, Sarach Shiyelios Yisrael B'tchilas HaKhaliva. Number one, you have to be T'chilas HaKhaliva. You have to have Yisrael at the beginning of the milk. Two is, V'yir B'kli Shalei L'chel M'davar Tamei. You have to see the Kli, that there is no Davar Tamei. Because even though there's no Davar Tamei here right now, then maybe there is a Davar Tamei beforehand, and they use the Kli. That's number two. V'nogul HaHachmer is the third Chumra of the Ramah, Shalei Yichleiv. You should not use the Goy Shekelim. Why? Because maybe they used it for something Tamei, and there's a little bit left over. Maybe the Eved in Lachesh Lechalzeh. But the Eved, you don't have to be Choshesh for it. Ramah says the three dinam. One, you need Tchilas HaKhaliva. It has to be at the beginning. And then the Mashkiach comes late, overslept, problem. It has to be at the beginning. Number two is, you have to look at the Kli, because maybe in the Kli there was a Davar Tamei. Three is there's a minug not to use the kli which the guy used, because being it's a kli which the guy used, we're chayshish that maybe it's a sechi chalav. I checked it. So why is there a chashash? I looked at it and I saw there is nothing there. So why is there going to be a chashash? Elamayli said it is that we're chayshish that maybe didn't check it well. Who knows? Maybe there was some sechi chalav and maybe. What?
Both of them a little bit?
If any
shot. What?
It's there for a while.
If it's kind of the kin, I mean like that. I mean, Lakabam Saramos is bidiyavid in Lachash Lachosef, all these three things. The Shach is a little bit bothered by which things are we Chayshish for Diyavid. He says, about a third din, Nogin not to use a Kayala guy, that maybe there was something there and we missed it, even though we checked that for sure, but Diyavid is going to be okay. But the other dinim of, he says that the din of Lachilat Sachisol, Betchilat Sachaliva, he says that's very, very sure to be Mekel. And he says that's very, very sure to go. And we make on could be bechalal. The Ramadan is not going on that. Even the second din of seeing the kli, he brings down from Masach Rishonim. He says that Ama feel be diav bin shrei so mitchil the kli chemash of a smack which I place in the headya chem bedin kiyun kachal shchal akum asim mishum shem rei chalav tamei kemavakach shrei tchil zchliva. He says what being the chashash is a chashash. Maybe did the davar tamei was the help the fact I saw the tchil zchliva. If he didn't see the kli, maybe there's a davar tamei in the kli. Before the Tchilas HaChliva, and therefore he wants to say that he wants to ask even B'di'eved, he wants to ask even B'di'eved, if he didn't see the Tchilas HaChliva and he didn't see the Kli, then it's going to be a problem. So get to some status so far. We have over here that Chalavak was going to be Aser. Mechaber says that if there's no Davar Tamei Be'edrei, then even though you can't see it, as long as you're outside, you're okay. If there is a davar tamei be'edrei, it has to be that this is the permersus. What's a mersus? Either if I stand up and see you, two is yosef v'nichmas, that gets a din of a mersus. Weiter. Mersus only works with tonight if the guy is scared. He's doing the tzarek yisrael. Shach says he's doing the tzarek goy, then it's not going to be any mersus. Void has to know that he's doing something wrong. If Ramon came along and made three lechad chilas. Number one, you have to see the tchilas hachaliva. Two is you have to see the kli. And there's a minug that we're not going to be machmer on not to use a cleaver, so go use it all because maybe you missed it. And once it's a bidiyavid, it's going to be okay. Definitely the third din bidiyavid is going to be okay. First two, the shach is not happy and says, could be even Ramo, the first one, tchilas chaliva holds makiv. The second one is not going to, even not seeing the cleaver, the shach wants to go ahead and be machmer and say that that's going to be ish. So you have to see tchilas chaliva. And you're always going to have to go ahead and check the kli in order to be chav yisrael. So come on, in order to have chav yisrael, definitely the ideal, even b'diavad, what do you need in order to make chav yisrael? You have to have a mashkeich tamidi. Mashkeich is always going to be there. Al boker, in the morning, check the kelim, because Rama says you have to have tchilas hachaliva and check the kli. What? Right,
that's once in the morning.
And then, so tchilas hachaliva, not just tchilas hachaliva, it means you have to see the whole process. Not just the beginning. What's the beginning? What's the matter of the beginning as opposed to the middle or the end? There's no difference. He means even the tequila. Avada, there's no. This is not like Kolisa Dashusinu Lisa, because at 9 o'clock there wasn't the Chalav Tamei. Then the Mashkeich could go out and whatever. You're going to have Mashkeich to meet. Somebody's going to be the whole time. Who's watching all time is going to be the whole time. And what? Okay. All right, okay, it's no doubt on Edrei, you know, as you check the plant, and no doubt on Edrei, then it has to be that, and Echlami, you're standing outside, you could go for a coffee break, lunch break, as you're guarding the entrances and the various entrances and exits, and there's no other way to smuggle in that camel milk, and people aren't coming in with their camel milk to go ahead and do it. So Nevada, you're going to need a Mashkiach Tamidi in order to get the din of Chol Yisrael. Now, the Metzias is, in Chutz La'aretz, there is Mashkiach Tamidi in all the farms which are being Chol Yisrael. Over here, there is not. And we have to discuss Ama Anu Simchim that we don't have a Mashkiach Tamidi. And now I've discussed that also. That's on the first time I'm coming to something about Bishop, by Momo Rasmilacha. What do we have to be Simchan? You know, should we continue to be drinking milk or not drinking milk? And maybe we have to know if it's good. Is it chav yisrael or not chav yisrael?
Become the chabur next time.
What do you say?
Move to America, that's all.
But, Mitzvah Shem, we will discuss it. The next chabur Mitzvah Shem will be on Monday. Okay.